listener production.
Hey, it's Madeleine Larson here with the news briefing. The Prime Minister has walked back Labor's pre-election promise to ask Fair Work to deliver a 5.1% increase in the minimum wage. Anthony Albanese will write through the Commission today, but he's told the ABC there are no numbers.
There won't be a number in the submission. What there will be, though, is the strong view that we have that people who are on the minimum wage simply can't afford a real wage cut.
Meantime, relief with the Bilawila family to receive an important update today. The new government is expected to announce the release of the parents and two children from community detention in WA so they can return home to Queensland. Family friend Angela Frederick says they can't wait to welcome them back, hoping it'll be as soon as next month.
We, of course, have little Tanika's fifth birthday on the 12th of June, and that would be her first birthday not in detention. So it would just be such an amazing gift for a little five-year-old to give her the gift of freedom.
Two captured Russian soldiers have pleaded guilty to war crimes. The pair stood in a glass box as they acknowledged in court they were part of an artillery unit that fired targets at a town in eastern Ukraine. And Ricky Ponting is among the cricket greats who've arrived for Andrew Symon's private funeral in Townsville this morning. A public memorial will be held later today. Manly has been handed a $25,000 fine for Des Hasler's comments about referees after the side's loss to Para. NRL CEO Andrew Abdou has labelled Des's criticism of match officials in the last week disappointing. While Manly suffered a 28-8 loss at the hands of Melbourne last night, and Payne Haas has confirmed he will be in the Broncos side to face the Titans tonight. That's despite the star prop requesting an immediate release from his contract while the Panthers host the Cowboys in the earlier clash. Collingwood's Jordan Roughead has made the shock call to retire midway through the season. The Magpies' key defender has battled through shoulder and finger injuries in recent times. Roughead played 201, including 138 for the Dogs, who he won a premiership with in 2016. And Sydney and Richmond will be without some season campaigners when Round 11 kicks off tonight at the SCG. The Swans are missing Josh Kennedy and Tom Hickey. The Tigers have lost Tom Lynch and Kane Lambert to injury. Listener.